They've only just begun.
LePage's behavior and crude comments have been a national embarrassment. His divisive politics are hurting Maine's families. Now Maine's economy is falling behind, ranked one of the worst states in the nation for business and economic development.
That's the latest from the Progressive Maine Forward PAC, taking on Republican Governor Paul LePage for his confrontational style. It follows on the heels of an ad launched this week by the Republican Governors Association that says Democratic opponent Mike Michaud would give welfare benefits to illegal immigrants.
Michaud would put Maine taxpayers on the hook for over $1 million in payments to illegal immigrants and make Maine more attractive to illegal immigrants who can't get benefits in other states.
Michaud campaign spokeswoman Lizzie Reinholt says she's preparing herself for just about anything from the RGA.
The Republican Governors Association has already proven that they're going to say whatever they have to in order to win this election.
But David Sorensen, the Maine Republican Party's communications director, says the ad informs rather than attacks.
Oh, yeah, the RGA put out a very straightforward, informative ad, sticks to the facts, and it talks about a specific policy issue. In this case, Michaud's support of welfare benefits going to illegal immigrants.
And as for the new ad from the Maine Forward PAC that goes after LePage's behavior, crude comments, and divisive approach to problem solving, Sorensen says that's all the governor's critics have left to target, because polling indicates that a majority of Mainers support LePage's policies.
What we saw in this ad was the Democrats, their allies, big labor, going after Governor LePage on his personality, because they just don't have the issues on their side.
Campaigns use attack ads because they know they work.
UMaine political science professor Mark Brewer says now that because the race is close and Labor Day is behind us, the gloves are off and the PAC-funded ads will flourish.
I mean, they have a proven track record. They're a way to move and influence undecided voters and even voters who maybe think they've got their minds made up, but they're not fully committed. And I think both of these ads, regardless of what the campaigns might say, that both of these ads are clearly attack ads.
PAC offices and the candidates' campaigns are not allowed to coordinate their campaign strategies. And that gives the candidates the luxury of taking the high road in their campaign ads if they choose. In most campaigns, Brewer says that's usually the strategy.
As a candidate, you want to keep your hands clean of that stuff. You want to be able to go out and say with a straight face, well, you know, that's not my campaign. I'm not engaging in those kind of attacks.
The impact these ads will have in the race, says Brewer, will be determined largely by undecided voters. At the moment, Brewer says LePage has an edge over Michaud in that department for two reasons. One, LePage's undecided vote would seem to be lower than Michaud's. And two, because Michaud is also competing against independent gubernatorial candidate Elliot Cutler.
I think he just might be more vulnerable because Paul LePage's support is locked in. I mean, if you're a LePage supporter, you're a LePage supporter, and you're unlikely to change that. If you're an anti-LePage person, you're an anti-LePage person. You're unlikely to change that. I mean, Michaud's more vulnerable only because his ceiling is higher. And I suppose his floor is more uncertain. And you could say the same thing about Elliot Cutler.
Cutler campaign spokeswoman Crystal Canny says the independent has repeatedly vowed that he will not engage in any type of negative advertising. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.